I'm Marcy Silman, and you're tuned to The Record from KUOW. If you're a nursing mom, that might sound familiar to you. It's a breast pump, a machine moms use to pump milk when they can't nurse their babies. Breast pump technology has hardly improved since the machine was patented in the 1920s, but a group of engineers and designers wants to change that. They want to create better products for nursing moms. This group met recently at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a gathering they called a breast pump hackathon. University of Washington professor Beth Kolko was there to judge the new inventions. She heads design for digital inclusion at the University of Washington. My colleague Jeannie Yandel spoke with Kolko about why these hackers want to design better pumps.
Well, I'm one of those people who doesn't use a breast pump, but I can still tell you it's clear that they matter. The health benefits of breastfeeding are undisputed. The WHO guidelines are that exclusive breastfeeding is really crucial for the first 6 months. I think 2 years is recommended. It's part of public health policy. It's just good practice. But a lot of women work outside the home, and most of them can't take their babies to work with them. So the option is to pump. And it's a huge market. I mean, if you just look at the dollars, I saw a recent report that said by 2020, the global breast pump market is estimated to be over $1 billion. So just in those terms, it seems like an economic opportunity. But then let's talk about, well, what's it really like for women who are pumping? And honestly, it's terrible. After listening to the stories of mothers and fathers at this hackathon for the last couple days, I'm astonished at how painful the process is and that it doesn't need to be like that. Breast pumps are a piece of technology where there has been so little innovation that it's staggering.
When you were at this hackathon, what stories did you hear about pumping that stood out to you?
One of the things the organizers of the hackathon did is they solicited stories from people online. And so there were hundreds, maybe even thousands of quotes that they lined the walls with them, and people highlighting the common themes. And you could just hear the frustration in these strangers' voices of, why are there so many parts? And I have to do all this cleaning. And why is it so loud? I can't be on a conference call with my pump running. And why can't I do anything hands-free? And even though I'm not a pumping mom, I've helped take care of babies who are, you know, newborn babies who are being breastfed and whose mothers are pumping. And I don't know anyone who takes care of a newborn who doesn't need their hands. You're carrying a baby, you're washing, you're doing whatever. And so to be strapped to this piece of machinery for hours a day when you can't use your hands, it's debilitating. So these are the stories that papered the walls. A lot of them were also about the ecosystem of what it means to breastfeed and what it means to pump. So maternal health policies, or how crummy lactation rooms can be, or how both dads and moms juggle the process of pumping and breastfeeding.
I want to talk a little bit more about the specific products that came out of the hackathon. There were three designs that won at the hackathon, and the first place design was called the Mighty Mom. So why was the Mighty Mom successful?
The Mighty Mom was a project that really responded to a lot of the pain points that people had articulated about breast pumps. So they emphasized hands-free pumping. They emphasized a quiet pump. So they built this belt, and so the pump would be down by the belt, so it would be further away, and it was a separate piece of the mechanism. It was separated from the user interface of the pump, so you could really muffle it. And then they also wanted to collect a whole bunch of data about the milk that's being collected, so how much gets collected at different times of day, and so digitizing the interface and estimating the fat content of milk pumped different days of the week or different times of the day. So all this information that we could be collecting, but we're not collecting, really tapping into a lot of the desires from the quantified self movement and applying that to how people think about breast pumping and what they're doing with the technology.
What other ideas there caught your interest?
So the second place design was helping hands, and it was actually a compression bra to provide massage. So it had these bladders full of beads and would have a motion, kind of like a blood pressure cuff, to help express milk. And there's been research that has shown that if women massage while they're pumping, it can increase the fat content of their milk. So they were picking up on that. I have to say, it was one of those products where we sort of looked at each other and were like, wait, why isn't this on the market today? Which I think is the definition of a great hackathon. There was also a winner of the User Center Design Prize, and that was called Second Nature. They had a really interesting project where they built a prototype to mimic the motion of an infant's tongue on the nipple. They were using essentially biomimicry in order to rethink how pumping can happen.
When will designs like this be available to the general public? I'm not planning to attend a breast pump hackathon anytime soon, so when could I buy one of these designs?
Well, that depends on the participants. One of the great things that the organizers did is we all had to sign paperwork saying that everything that was worked on during the hackathon was open source. So it's up to the teams or it's up to anyone in the world to build on top of those designs. And we really emphasized documentation. We wanted people to share with not just the judges, but the whole world, how they built what they built and why they built that, so that if those teams aren't going to carry those great designs forward, other people can.
Why has it taken so long for people to spend a concentrated amount of time really getting creative and making a better breast pump?
Well, I can't speak to the constraints of the people who make breast pumps today. But what I can tell you, as someone who has just gone through a product design process, starting from essentially a hack night to where we're selling the product in the market, there's 1,000 places where things go wrong in terms of really building things that people want, not just what they need, but what they want. And that really long pathway is actually a giant chasm, and it's really hard to cross. So I think that's part of the challenge, is just what it means to be inside of a company and building a product that really resonates with your end users. It's actually very hard. And then the other thing is, I just don't think anyone asked. It took having a group of amazing women at MIT to ask the question and to have the resources to pose the question and to have the opportunity to bring together a whole bunch of people who wanted to help answer the question.
It was one of your former students at the UW, Alexis Hope, who helped organize the hackathon. She was part of why you got involved, but as you mentioned, you're not a nursing mom. So why did you want to be involved with this hackathon?
I'm really committed to solving problems that other people ignore. And breast pumps are one of those areas that just aren't on the radar of a lot of researchers or companies. And part of that has to do with the way gender plays out, the way gender plays out in research labs or in boardrooms or at hackathons. One of the things that was most inspiring about this event is I felt like I was watching society change before my very eyes. So there's been tons of public discourse about gender and tech and the lack of diversity, and we've all heard those stories. And I just spent 2 days in the media lab at MIT, where the vast majority of the participants were women. So there's a lot of women engineers, and there's a whole bunch of men. And they're not all engineers. But then there were babies. There were babies running all over. And there was even a little playroom set aside with blankets and toys for them. And it's the women who are doing the hands-on engineering and the men watching the kids. And it just made me realize that if this had been the scene in front of me when I was 25 years old, I would have thought of my career differently. And it was watching social change happen before my very eyes.
University of Washington Professor Beth Kolko, she spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Kolko was part of a group of designers and engineers who participated in MIT's recent breast pump hackathon.